Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ. We've come to Thursday, and I sure hope you're having a good week this week. We've been talking this week about minding our manners. Most of us were taught that when we were young, but it's certainly something we need to continue even in life. We've talked about a number of things, but today I want to talk about manners toward our peers, that is, those that we're spending time around. I remember hearing a story several years ago about some young people that were together at some kind of youth camp, and it was supposed to be a spiritual kind of thing, but, you know, sometimes kids are kids, and there was a particular young man there whose name was Dwayne. He had some health difficulties. He could not speak well. He could not walk well, and you know how sometimes kids can be very cruel. His name was Dwayne, but they called him Dwayne. And all week long, that's the way they addressed him. Near the end of the week, many of the young men had been given assignments to speak, and each one was going to take his turn speaking, and they did that, and they did okay. But to their surprise, near the end of the week, one of the ones that was called on to speak was Dwayne. And Dwayne made his way to the stage in a very difficult kind of way. But when he got up there, he simply looked at the group and said, "I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me." And it pricked the whole audience, and tears filled their eyes, and they realized how wrong they had been to treat Dwayne in the way that they had treated Dwayne. And so it's very important for us to understand to always show the kind of respect that we ought to toward our peers. I think of the Mark Wills song that says, "Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me." And it's the idea of realizing that we're all made in the image of God, and we need to show proper respect for one another. And let me add this. There are some things that we need to know that when we get together with our peers, there are some things that just ought not to be talked about. We ought not to talk about things that are crude, that are filthy. We ought not to turn something someone says into something that is sexual and get a big joke or a laugh out of that. We need to make sure that the conversations that we have with one another are conversations that encourage, that lift up, and put our minds in a good kind of place to be. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, "Therefore be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sweet sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather the giving of thanks." And so he mentions things like fornication, uncleanness, covetousness. These are things, he says, that are not fitting, and they are things that should not even be named among saints. And we need to be careful that we watch our filthy talk, or foolish talking, or coarse jesting. And again, he says these things are not fitting, but rather the giving of thanks. And so the point is that we always need to use our conversations for good, for helping one another, lifting each other up. And so we need to mind our manners when it comes to our peers. And so we'll talk about some more of these things as we finish out tomorrow. We'll talk about the proper manners that young people are to have toward each other. We'll also talk about manners with civil authorities, and maybe even manners with teachers and bosses. And that'd be important, wouldn't it? So we hope you can join us for that. We invite you to the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We have Bible classes for all ages on Sunday at 9:30. We have our worship service at 10:20. And again, we meet at 5 o'clock for our evening worship service. And then on Wednesdays at 7. We sure would love to have you. We're simply striving to take our Bibles, look at what it says, follow it carefully, and do all that pleases God. We are trying not to do the things that please ourselves, but the things that please God. Our worship is centered, if you will, around Him. So if you have opportunity to come and be with us, we sure would love to meet you. Would love to help you in your life in any way that we can. I want to thank WKAC for the opportunity to be with you today. We appreciate so much all the good things they do for our community. And we appreciate all that they do to make our lives good in every way. Be sure to do good today, Sick call is coming up. Remember those who are in need of our prayers and those who need a helping hand. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.